For blessing us once again, and that is the reason we come to praise the Lord today, just as the song says. I want to say good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church here in Morgan Hill. We welcome those who are in our sanctuary, those who are in the pavilion, those who are listening on the radio, the internet, and those that will be listening on the CD later on. We pray also that while you're here, you might experience the love, the power, and the comfort that we can only receive from God's Word. You can also find an outline of today's sermon inside the church bulletin. The scripture of the month is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 8. Give thanks unto the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the people. And now let us continue praising the Lord with Tae Young at the piano and myself leading the songs. And we'll begin our worship service today singing hymn number 40, first and last stanza, please. So much for that wonderful singing. Yes, He has been faithful to us all year. And we're going to continue with hymn number 511, first and last stanzas, please.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. As we know, Pastor Otero, that was his favorite song. And now we know he and his wife and all of our brothers and sisters has gone on before us is seeing Christ face to face today in glory. And that is our great hope for all of us that are in Christ Jesus. We're going to finish with our last song, our last hymn, number 236. I think we all know this one. The first and last stanza, please, if you'll please stand. 236. Remain standing, Pastor Tomlinson.
Thank you very much. What an amazing grace we have received, isn't it? To stand in awe of that and the glorious riches that we have in Christ Jesus. And I just wanted to remind people before we pray that we are currently on the radio station KKMC out of Gonzales, and the station has been sold, and we believe that next Sunday will be our last KKMC broadcast. We're still looking into the opportunities for being on the radio again. We have an opportunity that we are looking into. And so if you are listening and you would like to know where Bethel moves on the radio dial and all the details on that, you can send an email to secretary@bbcmh.org. Or you can call and leave a message at 408-779-2300. And we would love to keep you informed as to what that looks like. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the greatness of your love, your mercy, and your grace. That the joy of the Lord would lift us up and strengthen us to abide by your commandments and to humbly follow after you. Your grace is truly amazing. And we stand in awe of your might, of your power, and of your love. And as we consider the world that we live in, we are strengthened and encouraged that we have a time to give thanks and to remember you as a nation and as a people. As Psalm 100, verses 3 and 4 tells us, it says, "Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name." Lord, regardless of what happens in this nation and in our own personal lives, our heart's desire is to give you thanks, to know that it is you who gives us every breath of life. It is you who touches our hearts and our lives for the eternal good. Lord, I pray that you would do a mighty work in our nation and amongst your people, that there would be revival and reformation in the land, that the families of Bethel and those who call themselves by the name of Christ would hunger and thirst for your word and for your presence, that they would seek to gather together to know more about this Jesus of which we preach and which we proclaim. And that those who do not know you and yet are surrounded by the people of God would stand in awe of your grace and your mercy that is being lived out through your people, that they would hear the reality of your transforming power, and they would be recipients of your love from your people. And we pray for this nation to be a nation of calmness and peace in the Lord Jesus Christ and through faith in Christ. That you would do a mighty work as your people go out, and that we would be proactive in engaging the communities around us, that there would be revival in the land, reformation in the land, and peace in the land through faith. Lord, we live in a land that is afflicted with illness and disease, and whether it's COVID-19 or whether it's anger and discontent amongst the people, that, Lord, you would make your presence known in healing and in comfort and encouragement. We pray for those that are infected with COVID, that you touch their bodies and give them reviving strength in you. For little Ida, our sister, and who is in a lot of pain because of low blood platelets, comfort her and encourage her during this time. Strengthen her, Lord, for you. We pray for our sister Mordecai, recovering from a broken hip, and we are blessed to hear that she's doing better. We continue to pray for your healing touch and comforting presence. We pray for Abigail Concha, facing surgery on December 9th, for your coverage and your healing and your touch. Lord, we pray for those that are affected with cancer. Dana's friend Karen, Wayne's friend Tarcisio, Donna's son, Lorena, a family friend. Lord, touch their bodies. Encourage their hearts in you. And we pray for our friends, Leonard and Fern Rice, that you would bless them with your strengthening power and your healing touch. We are thankful, Lord, for every breath that you give to us. And we are thankful that it is you who has called us out of the darkness into your marvelous light to surround us with your love and with your divine presence. We pray for your wisdom and your guidance as we as a church look to understand how we can adjust our facilities and how we can evangelize the community around us in a COVID world, that you would open us and give us the wisdom to open up our services, and that you, Lord, would bring more to hear the word of God and to interact with the scriptures. We pray that you would give us wisdom as well as we seek to understand your will for our future and for your divine presence and our radio and those details that you have already laid out. Guide us into your will and your understanding. We pray for those churches that are in conflict with the state over whether or not churches should reopen. And Lord, we know that your word tells us, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together. So revive and strengthen your servants and your churches who are called by your name to draw close to you. Father, I pray for the missionaries that we have throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, for Jose and Diane Avila who are with us today and they serve in Latin America, Elvis and Stephanie Franco also with us today serving in Bogota, Colombia, for Marta Peretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, for Carl and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, Eusebio and Marixa Perez in Malaga, Spain. Informed Choices ministering to women in Gilroy, Daniel and Miriam Lacey of Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis training missionaries throughout the United States. Bless them with your divine direction. Bless them with the Spirit of God to use them in a mighty way to grow and expand your kingdom. We pray for the offering that we receive in the box in the back, that you would use that to further the gospel of Jesus Christ and expand the kingdom of Christ, that more would know you, the power of your resurrection, and the peace that comes through faith. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who facilitate the work of ministry, and that you would bless them and encourage their hearts in you, whether they're listening over the radio and KKMC or over the CD or over the internet, whether they are here in the sanctuary or in over our areas over in the pavilion and in other areas. Lord, bless them with your healing touch. Bless them with your strengthening spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with your beautiful voices. And again, I want to say welcome to everyone to our worship service this morning. Pastor has been teaching in the book of James for several weeks, but today we're going to be teaching from the book of Luke. And if we'll turn in our Bibles now to Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. And if you'll please stand for the reading of God's word. Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Where there are any found who return to give glory to God except this foreigner? And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." May God bless the reading of his word. And now let us continue to stand for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, in your holy heaven, we now enter into your holy of holies. We enter into your holy presence, into your holy throne room, only by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, your word tells us in Psalm 100, verse 1, 2, and 5, "Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures for all generations." And Father, we thank you for being so faithful to us all of these years. And Father, as you know, as we think about upon our forefathers, the pilgrims, set out on their voyage in 1620 on the Mayflower. And that is the, and this is the year now, 2020, this year exactly 400 years later. As we know, Father, it was a 65-day long ordeal in which 102 men, women, and children crossed the stormy Atlantic. Father, we thank you for your guidance and your mercy to them, landing on the shore at Plymouth Rock eventually. Then followed a cruel winter for which they were ill-prepared. Due more to exposure than starvation, their number dwindled rapidly, so that on the onset of the spring, fully of the half of them had already died. 14 of the 18 wives had died. Widows and orphans abounded, that the pilgrims could think about celebrating. And all this was a setting for their great testimony that they could give to you, both to human, you might say, resilience and heavenly hope. Yet celebrate they did in the autumn of 1621, after you, Father, had granted them a bountiful harvest. Father, as we look back on the history of this nation and the truth of how you sustained them in hard times, we give you praise and thanks. And Father, because of your great favor toward our forefathers, we also come before you with hearts of great gratitude for their deliverance. And may we also look forward with great hope and favor from you by your supernatural intervention in our lives as challenges come to us while we are left on this earth. And Lord Jesus, we praise you and love you. Thank you for the countless blessings that you have already blessed us with. Father, now bless all the hearers of your word, and bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson, as he preaches your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated.